Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. We are a tri-studio show today. I'm Allison Stewart coming to you from KCPW in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I'm out here covering the Sundance Film Festival. Rachel Martin back at headquarters.
Hello.
From New York, right across from Bryant Park, and Corva Coleman is in Washington, D.C. At the mothership.
Yeah.
That even though we're not all in the same room, ladies, nothing can stop us from looking at the most emailed, most viewed, and most commented songs, stories on the web. Let's get to the most. I think Ian's up first. He's directing the show by himself, and you're doing a most.
He is really overachieving today.
Can you hear me?
Multitasking.
Yep. Speak on, girl.
You don't know the half of it.
Boy. What do you got, Ian?
Okay, this is the most awesome, I'm just going to call it. It's the most viewed video from National Geographic Online. They found a time capsule from 1791 at a cathedral in Mexico City. There's a cross on top of the bell tower. And the cross was falling apart, so they went in to do some renovations. And at the bottom of the cross, they found this stone, and inside the stone was all sorts of stuff from, you know, long, long ago. Here's Liliana Georgiola from the National Institute of Archaeology talking about it.
It was a custom that's in fact still maintained in many constructions, to leave behind some evidence, a testimony of the times, of what was going on.
So they found in this little stone ball, there were 23 medals, 5 coins, 5 crosses, and there was a piece of parchment that said, "All of these are protections from the storms."
Ooh.
Yeah. I had a time capsule when I was in kindergarten. It had Transformers in it and a picture of Sammy Contis.
I think that says a lot about you and America.
Yeah. Protections from the storms. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ian. We're going to move to Corva. Corva, what do you have?
Oh, here's something to tempt your palate. If you've been out there searching for, get this, a haggis recipe. Yes, haggis. Oh. You have to go no further than BBC.com. One of their fastest moving searches is for haggis recipes. You, of course, will recall that haggis is a traditional Scottish pudding made out of...
Pudding. See, that's such a misnomer, pudding.
Right? Well,
then
not,
you think it's going to be delicious.
It's not. Jell-O doesn't have this flavor. It's made out of and boiled in sheep's innards. That's right.
What, see, the haggis?
I have so many sheep innards hanging around, and I never
do
with them.
There's more. There's a lasagna recipe for it. So here are the first three ingredients. Get this. Sheep's stomach, the heart and lungs of one lamb, and 2 onions.
And the eye of newt.
Onions, horrible!
No, wait, there's even oatmeal,
oh,
I suppose,
gross.
For a binding agent. So wait, here is the
binding
fifth.
Agent.
You have a fifth direction here. Here's the number 5 thing you're to do. Spoon the mixture into the sheep's stomach so it's half full. Sew up the stomach with a strong thread and prick a couple of times so it doesn't explode while cooking.
That's just common sense.
Of course. Well, please, I love this, please serve with neeps and tatties.
Ugh, you know what? This is a morning show. People, respect the breakfast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Corva.
Neeps and tatties, turnips and potatoes.
Okay, well, Dan, let's move to you. What do you got?
All right, hey, guys. We have most emailed from Yahoo News. Don't worry, Trish, you'll get your chance. Trish is getting a little hot and bothered over here. It's going to be okay. Osama bin Laden, who's actually has a lot of children. He's got 19 children, but one of his children, Omar Osama bin Laden, who looks a lot like his father, apparently doesn't want to act exactly like him because he says he wants to be a peace activist. He's going to build some bridges. He wants to be a, quote, ambassador for peace between Muslims and the West. He's 26 years old. He does not renounce his father, although he does want to be this bridge builder. He raised a tabloid storm in the Middle East last year when he married a 52-year-old British woman. So this
guy, I remember that story.
He already is a little bit off the reservation, so to speak.
But all we are saying...
Yeah, give peace a chance.
That's right. So no word yet on whether he's going to be able to get his father and, I don't know, President Bush to the table. Is that who is going to be? He wants the table? I don't even know.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, that poor, you know...
Yay. Good effort. Yeah,
yay.
Good effort.
A for battle.
Trisha.
It's going to be an uphill
effort.
Battle.
Sorry.
Okay, so I did one of my usual Google Trends rabbit holes this morning. It took me forever to figure out what this was all about. Among the top Google Trends search terms were words like homophone, cartographers, Lake Superior. And the number one was a quote from history. I'm not going to tell you what it was. But when you click on one, it also tells you what related searches people are searching for. And there you saw, you know, what is the lowest prime number? And I'm thinking, what did all these things add up to? And here's the answer. It's a game show that was on the air last night when these searches spiked.
$300,000, Lauren. Here's the fifth grade U.S. history question. What revolutionary leader famously uttered the words, "Give me liberty or give me death," in a speech at the Second Virginia Convention?
So that is the game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? The contestant is Miss America Lauren Nelson. You heard the question. Anybody know the answer?
I know the answer.
I know.
Allison, do you know the answer? Not to put you on the spot.
I think I know, but I, you know,
okay,
I don't
Rachel,
hang around
what's
with
the
fifth
answer?
Graders a whole lot.
me. Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry.
That's yes, right. I knew the answer.
Okay, yay. Okay, so let's see.
I can hang out with fifth graders now.
Let's see if Miss America knew the answer.
That's way too much money to risk. I'm going to have to walk away and drop out of school.
Oh!
That's what they call it on the show?
Yeah, they drop out of school and then people applaud. But anyway, she won $175,000 for her charity, the Miss America Organization Scholarship Fund.
All right.
She calls herself Miss. She calls herself Miss America.
She didn't know.
At least she didn't say the Iraq.
Yeah. Or make any reference to maps for the children.
Well,
like
thanks.
Miss Teen South Carolina.
Thanks, guys. I think that does it for the most.
All right, later.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.